are outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather here today at HuntertonChamberRadio.com, the Flemington and the surrounding area. Columbus Day today is sunny, high near 72. Patchy fog after 2 a.m. tonight. Sunny on Tuesday, high near 65. Cloudy on the overnight Tuesday, low in the 40s. Looks like a chance of rain on Wednesday and Wednesday night. Clearing up again on Thursday, mostly sunny, high near 58. Into the 40s on the overnight. And for the rest of the week, looks like we're in good shape. Stay tuned for Chef Phil's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, welcome to Chef Phil's Table. We're here at WHCRDB. Get together on Mondays live and thereafter after in our podcasts at the Chamber Radio site. And today I have two charming young ladies here, Jody and Jackie from Dream Dinners in Flemington. Dream Dinners, if you've never heard of Dream Dinners, I'm just finding out this little hidden gem in our town. Can go prepare your own meals for your family. Better than a meal kit, and all the shopping. Well, there's a lot of details, but Jackie and Jody,
hi.
Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So, Dream Dinners. So, why did you start Dream Dinners? I mean, you didn't. I mean, go. It's a franchise, right?
It is a franchise, and I guess Jackie, you should talk about it first. You probably would know that a little better than me.
Yeah. So, we are a franchise. We started out in Snohomish, Washington, out by Seattle. Just a couple of women who really wanted to try to make things easier for their family. They started in their own kitchen, making meals on a Sunday, coming up with recipes that they could freeze and then take out later so they weren't having to cook every single night. It would be ready to go. Their friends wanted to start doing it, and it just grew and grew. And the franchise has been around. Our store, personally, has been around 12 years, but the franchise is much longer. So, and it's just great. It's a time saver. It's a money saver. And it just really helps you to connect with your family without having to fully do everything every night of the week.
Yeah, when I see it, a couple of my staff over the years, young mothers in the same boat, they would, on their day off, they would cook a whole bunch of stuff and then freeze some, chill some. Same idea because of the schedule. After school doesn't stop, you know, it's activities and...
It's true.
You know, if you're commuting or if you're child care, you're picking, you know, there's, you run out of time. And for years, you know, our restaurants were busy because of that, but now it seems people are switching back to eating at home.
And that's kind of, you know, Dream Dinners, it's such a stressful time and it doesn't need to be stressful. So
right.
Everyone's so busy, life is so busy with working and the kids' schedules, like you said, and Dream Dinners kind of takes that stress away because everything's already been thought out. You don't have to plan your menus. We help you plan it. You order your food a month at a time, which makes it so much easier. Most people order a minimum of 12 meals a month. So
okay, so you're saying so you're not trying to be everybody's every day.
It would be nice.
Just to take, oh yeah. Well, I would like people coming in the restaurant every day too. Don't cook, eat out. But there's got to be I see a big uptick in takeout meals anyway, and now you've got meal deliveries, the kits that come in, and you got grab and go in the grocery stores.
Well, we like to say that meal kits have only been around for a few years. We Dream Dinners is the forerunner in this meal prep business.
Okay.
So we've been around, I don't know, about 19 years doing this. So we like to, we have the experience. We our recipes are tried and true.
They're all tested, right? Yeah,
they've all been tested. Mm-hmm. You know, we as a mother of three, I don't want my kids eating pizza every night. I don't want to go to McDonald's every night.
No.
I want them to eat healthy, nutritious meals.
Right.
But I also don't want to be slaving over an oven all day.
Well, and it's and everybody does 30-minute meals, but how about the one-hour shopping and the one-hour mm-hmm. cleanup?
Correct. Well, that's what we say.
Yep. We save you not only the time in the kitchen.
That's 20 hours a month.
But the time just thinking about, I mean, I love to cook. I absolutely love to cook. I love to entertain. But every single night of the week is hard. You have sports, you have work, you have school, you have homework, you have all these things you have to get done. So to have three nights, for example, in a week that it can just be ready to go, and there's no cleanup. That's my biggest thing. I love cooking. I don't mind chopping, but that cleanup, you don't have all that mess in your kitchen. It's just done for you. And, of course, you're going to have your nights where the kids want breakfast for dinner one night or they like a certain pasta. You're going to have your favorites and your things that you go to. But it's also the variety. There's things that on the menu that I would not necessarily make. I try to pick my meals each month based on ingredients I might not have, those spices that you buy.
Well, that's the other thing. Yes, all that stuff. Now, so the shopping's done.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And the chopping is done.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep. And it's just, and cost-wise, you know, you're not buying these things that you're going to use a tablespoon of and then throw out later on from your spice cabinet.
Well, I think the biggest waste is fresh produce.
Yep,
and everybody, you want to eat fresh, but to buy just the amount you need of prep stuff is very expensive.
Correct.
I mean, stores have figured it out. If they value add, you know, they slice the peppers up, they can charge three times as much. But if you buy a whole pepper and you don't use it all, it's still costing it.
Right.
Exactly.
So you have your ingredients already that the people just measure what they want.
You're taking what you actually need. You're using what is actually needed in the recipe.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a whole bunch of fresh parsley or cilantro that you have to buy in the store and you might use, you're only taking that tablespoon that you might need for that recipe.
So it's a great convenience then. And
it is.
And so your Dream Dinner's inventory is everything. You have product on hand.
Yep. Every week we get our delivery in of food. We prep and we do everything we need to for the upcoming week. People order ahead of time. It's not one of those things where you don't
stop in last minute. Totally, and planning is the other thing, I mm-hmm. think, where people, like you said, you know, like, oh, I got to think about what to have this week. I think,
yes.
I think my mother probably used to just see what was on sale.
Right.
Yep.
You know, feeding seven of us. So it's like, all right, I'm on a budget here.
And
whatever's on sale is what you're going for.
And what I love about Dream Dinner is, like Jackie just said, she loves to cook. I hate to cook.
Yeah.
So
it's such a mix. You know, some
for
people
everybody.
Love to cook. Like I said, I love it. But it's hard to do that every night of the week and come up with these dinners. And you get bored. You get bored of the same things. I could make the same things over and over again. And,
right.
Well, I think most families do. I think if you look at it, probably within a three-week time, you're repeating.
Right.
And sometimes even once a week you're doing the same thing.
Right.
And some people have come in that, like Jody, they don't like to cook, but they've found that this actually helps them because you get to know things that go together. You know, as you're making your meals every month, you kind of tend to see, oh, okay, this spice went with
exactly.
this. Or, you know, so it does kind of help people. And whether you like to cook or not, this is going to make everything so much easier. Whether you're coming into our store, spending about an hour there, assembling all your meals, customizing them. 12 meals. You can go home in an hour. You can go home with 12 dinners. I spend more than an hour in Wegmans, and I do not go home with 12 meals.
But
so,
you also have to tell them about that convenient made-for-you
service. That's my next point. Yeah. So we also have, if you don't even want to spend that hour, everybody's time is valuable, so we do offer another service called Made For You. It has become, when I started at Dream Dinners 12 years ago, it was not that popular. More people came into the sessions, made their meals. Right now, we're over half of our business is made for you. So for $25, a flat fee, we will assemble everything for you. You show up at the specified time that you picked. We load your cooler, load your car, and you're out. So 5 minutes, and you got 12 meals.
Yeah, and I think, well, once is that with new customers or probably repeat customers that already trust you? They know
it's
your stuff
really
good.
A mixture of both. It used to be that customers would come in and they would do their meals. Then maybe one month they got really busy and they just said, I just can't do it this month. Can you make it for me? I'll pay for it. And then they got used to it and they really liked it, so they kept doing it. But the new customers, Jody can attest to this because she does a lot of our new customer events. As soon as you mention Made For You, you know, it's like I always compare it to like ShopRite from home. I mean, people paying now to have
the same thing. You could pay somebody to do your shopping. I mean, these are the things that I think in any, well, whether it's business or in the home, repetitive rote tasks. You know that we are doing other things with our time now.
And it's all about convenience. And we have customers who, just like running any other errand, they'll come from Costco where they get their paper goods, and then they'll come to us, they'll pick up their meals.
Right,
it's kind of just like another errand that they're running, but it's saving them from the grocery store spending so much time. And then, you know.
And guests can also, we can customize it also. So if you don't want as much salt, we could half salt it. Or if you don't want, if you don't like something very spicy, we could. You know, not put
you have that leeway with the recipe.
We do. So that's nice also. We can just, you put notes in there and we follow the notes that you put in.
And it's nice because you know what's going into your food. A lot of times with takeout and fast food and things like that, you don't know what exactly is going into it.
But
you can see what's going in. Yeah. You know, you can see what's going into it. Like you said, you can customize a little bit if you're trying to watch your sodium or things like that. Or like my kids just don't like mushrooms, so I leave them out.
Yeah.
You know, with some of the things you can't do that. So you kind of can customize to what your family will like.
And our website, everything is on our website. Everything, all information, it's an open book. So you can see the nutritional facts. A lot of people that are very health conscious want to see what the carbs are, what the protein is, what the sugars are, the fat. So all of that is on our website. So there's.
And I think and people are becoming more aware of that, even if they choose not to follow it all the time. At least they want, right, tell me how bad I'm doing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, I get so many questions now. I mean, sensitivities, allergies, whatever, you know, and anything in between. But I think people didn't realize maybe, oh, this is why I don't feel good. And all of a sudden, and there's some misdiagnosing out there too, but we all have to react as providers. Right? People ask. You know,
a big one I've seen, especially just from doing this for 12 years, how things change. And now it's just become so much more the gluten. You know, people are leaving out
the
gluten.
Wheat, yeah. That's
now, we don't, you know, an allergy-related thing, we always encourage the guests to come in and look at the recipes, and they can leave out whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Some people like to substitute at home their gluten-free breadcrumbs or something,
okay,
you know, they can leave out ingredients and then substitute at home, which is nice to be able to customize. Or sometimes I'll just go through the recipes with them ahead of time and say, okay, if this is your allergy, you definitely don't want this one. But this one can be altered a little bit,
right,
and this one's okay. So we try to help out as much as we can.
So the service is, it's beyond feeding. I mean,
it's very customer service driven.
I mean, you're telling them a lot. You've got the knowledge and the information to give them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading also into it. Is it become like a social thing for people? To
absolutely.
Yes.
Kind of. All right, we're meeting at Dream Dinners. You know.
I always say it's like you can have a girls' night out, but it's guilt free. You know, when you have husband and kids at home, and you know, it's kind of like a guilt free ladies' night. You can go out once a month, and you're having a fun girls' night out, but you're still going home with something for your family.
Right.
So it's kind of, you know, we have couples that come in, they do a date night.
I taught for King's Supermarkets for years, and that was the theme. A lot of people would come out, guys' night out, girls' night out, couples, and they would come to classes like Wednesday night or Tuesday night. That was their night out, and didn't really even care what was being taught. It was, then they were cooking and they got to eat. They didn't take things home, but they would prepare meals and then taste them.
Yep.
And what's also not, we'll do private parties. So that's part my job with the
Dream
Dinners is business development. So
everything's a venue now.
Everything's
right?
a venue. So we'll do private parties. We do open houses once a month. So if you've never been to Dream Dinners before, that's a great time to try it. So for three medium meals, you pay $34.99 and you can come to our open house. We have kid-friendly sessions the first Saturday of every month. So if your child is 8 and over, they can come and help you assemble the meals. We're trying to get families and children involved in the whole process.
That has been huge, too, because kids, when they are involved in cooking the meal and preparing the meal, then they want to try it, and they want to eat it, so they might try different things that,
if
you know.
If you can smell something or see something, but if you're just opening up a package that's, you need to whet the appetite a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta smell something.
Yeah, and every session we serve appetizers too. So, for example, this month we're serving the turkey and root vegetable ham pies. They're brand new in November. Okay. So we always serve something from the next month's menu so that you can sample it while you're in the store. Right.
Yeah, pre-sale.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good marketing.
Well, we got to keep them coming. So we're going to break for a couple of messages here. And we'll be back at the table and with Jody and Jackie and find out more about Dream Dinners.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at Chef Bill's table here with Jackie and Jody from Dream Dinners in Flemington. To ask about, it seems now that this company was started as a lifestyle company, kind of. Am I reading that into it? More of a spending time with the family?
Yeah. Correct, absolutely.
I mean, was that the overall reach? It wasn't just about, oh, we have delicious food.
Absolutely.
It seemed to be a culture. I mean, maybe that's Seattle, like Starbucks.
No,
I mean,
you know, life is so busy, and I mean, I could, before Dream Dinners, I can count on one hand how many times my family and I eat together. So the goal, the mission statement, so to speak, is to bring families back to the dinner table together, sharing, you know, you're saving, most of our meals are prepared within 30 minutes or less, mm-hmm. So you're saving time figuring out cooking, and like we talked about before, it's more time to spend with your family.
That really is. There's so many studies done that families who eat dinner together, you know, their children, you have more communication, and there's just so many benefits of eating dinner together, and that's definitely our main focus, is just to make
We got to get back to the table.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, with my schedule, breakfast was our main meal. I would cook full breakfast, because that's when I was home, the kids before school.
Yeah.
But then I would drive them to school, so we'd have another 15 minutes. They'd have to take the bus, and that was their time.
Right.
Because I wasn't home for dinner.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of people in my business, they you know, miss it. But we had that one, you know, days off, different. I cooked dinner, and I would cook, you know, some make. I called it engineering your leftovers, so you could get a couple more meals out of it. But yeah, morning became our meal. I think just as long as it's once a day, you sit down and share a meal.
Yeah, it really is very important. And it's funny because when Dream Dinners was started, I think that, you know, everyone thought it was going to be the same type of customer too. You know, the busy mom who's running around with kids and all these things.
Yeah.
And there's just so many different ways. I mean, we've had baby showers. We have people who get the gift, the meals. My sister just had a shower, so I gave her meals. I mean, that is the best thing for a new mom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we offer
especially
free
made for you.
For three,
right?
Yeah, well, made for you. We offer first 3 months after having a baby, we offer free made for you. So we waive that $25 fee for the first three months.
Come on, new moms.
Yeah, it's huge for a new mom. Also, you know, empty nesters. We have people now who have been coming. We have customers who have been coming for years, and now we've seen their kids growing and growing. Now they're sending the meals to college. They might have a kitchen.
Wow.
I mean, it's so many different ways.
That's hard. I've seen the same thing. We were talking the other day about the, you know, the customer count, you know, dropping sometimes, and, you know, people's lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. So the people that came here with the, even to a restaurant, now the kids are in college. So it's either you go out more or sometimes you go out less.
Right.
Because you say, oh, the house is quiet and we'll just order in.
And you see them coming back because, honestly, sometimes it's harder to cook for one or two than it is for a full, you know.
I agree.
It's hard to cook. You know, I know, like, my mom, she'll, like, I'll just have a bowl of cereal for dinner.
Right.
Because it's just, you don't want to cook for one person. So we do have people come in and get the three serving, the medium size, and it might last them a couple times that week. But, so there's so many different ways people use it. I mean, entertaining. I know that if it's a meal my kids love, I get extra.
Mm-hmm.
But also for entertaining. If I'm having people over, I don't want to spend all that time in the kitchen. I want to enjoy my company. I want to, you know.
Well, you should. It's a host. You hate to be tied up to.
Yes. Know. So there's just so many different ways.
And this is the season. I mean, this is Dream Dinners is also known for our holiday meals, our holiday sides.
Yeah,
specials.
So Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's coming up, and we're taking our pre-orders now, but every November we do a turkey, which is amazing.
It is.
We do sides, sweet potatoes.
So you cook the turkey?
Well, it's a frozen turkey. You're getting the frozen turkey.
Okay.
And how many pounds is
so
that?
It's a French cut turkey, so it's not a bone-in, so it's equivalent
to
a 16-pound turkey.
The butterball.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You get it's not butterball. It's
Jenny O?
You got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, there's only,
I was, like, trying to
there's
think.
Only a couple of them out there.
Yeah, they got
the one wing joint?
Yes, correct.
Yes, I use those for carving stations.
They're amazing. I mean, you get
perfect.
So much meat off of it. It's perfect. And then we do
the
all types of
sides. Seasoning is amazing, too. I mean, we have people that order a bunch. They order it for Thanksgiving, for Christmas Eve, for Christmas, for New Year's.
Mm-hmm. All the sides, we have a couple different kinds of mashed potatoes, which that's my big thing. I hate peeling potatoes for the holidays. So these mashed potatoes, they're amazing. Sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, stuffing. We have all kinds of stuff. Desserts, pumpkin bundt cakes. Everything's pumpkin, you know, around this time of year.
Sure.
So it's really nice. We have people who order their whole full meal for Thanksgiving.
And I want to also add that just on a yearly basis, our menus tend to be seasonal.
Okay.
So right now, if you come into the store, you'll see we have a lot of soups, a lot of the holiday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the summertime, as we head into spring, we have a lot of salads.
Grilling.
Grilling options. Mm-hmm. And the menu reflects all that.
Mm-hmm. Very seasonal.
It. Yeah.
So something like a salad, that's something people would take?
Not a salad in like a green salad. We've had
more
what's
a
called
side.
A summer salad.
Okay.
So it'll be like maybe we had a Southwest ranch pasta salad.
Okay.
We
like
had
Asian
a
quinoa.
Spinach and bacon orzo salad. So not
oh,
like
more
a green,
of a grain,
like lettuce
a grain
salad,
salads,
but
yeah.
different salads that
yeah.
are larger sizes, great for barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very seasonal. Right now there's a couple meals like you can throw in the crock pot, which is awesome this time of year. The soups, like she said, are great. Throw them in the crock pot and...
And
so
I'm excited talking about it because it's just it really is life changing because you could just it's almost like I used an expression last week. It's almost like you're catering. You're self catering.
Right.
It's crazy. You're self catering. You're and the meals taste like you ordered them in.
You know, that's the thing. We're restaurant quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we get our
food, your recipes are well
Yes.
Researched and tested.
Correct. But the meats, I've had, I don't know how many customers say that our chicken, for example, you know, sometimes you get things in the grocery store and you're not that impressed with the quality of the meats, but we are restaurant quality. Our chicken, our steaks, our flank steaks are one of my favorite things.
Flank steaks are...
Yeah, well, you're getting, I mean, your meats are probably from Buckhead, you know, through Cisco.
Yes.
And a high quality house, and that is different than retail.
Yes.
You know, the food service gets the top pick of things, and
right.
the rest goes to the store. Sometimes it looks a little cheaper there, but, you know, it's not quite. So, yeah, so restaurant quality, you're buying the same thing that people would get. And I think you have to start off with the right stuff.
And what we tell people also, a lot of times people wonder about cost.
Mm-hmm.
And because we order, I mean, the entire Dream Dinners chain orders from Cisco.
Oh, you've got purchasing contracts, so you can get
good price. We pass the discounts on to our, mm-hmm. our guests, which I'm not sure everybody knows that.
Like, I always compare it to when people start asking about the cost and per meal and things like that. And I always say, I don't think you can go through a drive-thru in Flemington, whether it's Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or somewhere, and spend, you know, you're spending less almost with us. When you
yeah.
look at those meals, it's crazy if you go yeah. for takeout, Chinese food, these things that are very expensive. So we're not any more expensive. In
no.
fact, we're usually less.
Yeah.
We
tell people they're going to save. If you start ordering regularly, so once you hit that 3 to 6 month, you know, tenure of ordering,
mm-hmm.
what are you saying, about $250 a month
yeah.
in groceries?
The first month or two, you're going to think this is an added expense. It's not something you're used to. So you're going there. But after that, after you do it a few months, you're going to change your grocery habits. You might not be eating out
That's
as
right.
much.
That's right. You won't be buying
them. You're not going to Costco as much for those frozen, you know, you're cleaning out your freezer a little bit. So it really, really is a time and money saver. But it does take a couple months to kind of see, mm-hmm. okay, wow, I'm really changing when I go to the grocery store what I'm buying.
And the other thing I want to say, as you order, for every dollar that you spend, you get a dollar in plate points. And once you hit 500 plate points, you get 10 dinner dollars. And dinner dollars can be spent either for that made for you we talked about.
Okay.
So a lot of our guests don't end up paying out of their pocket for made for you.
Mm-hmm. They use their points.
They use their
yep.
points. So... And when you come into the store, you'll also see we have a sides and sweets freezer. So all these side dishes that we were talking about,
mm-hmm.
the salads, the soups, you'll physically see it in our freezers. The desserts, breakfast.
Oh,
so
yeah, breakfast,
when you place,
all kinds.
I mean, we are not just dinners.
Right. So so you have things that are frozen that are ready to go.
If
they
you placed an order.
For
so
our
that's
customers.
For our
okay.
customers.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you have to have an
item.
Order. You can't just come in and buy
something
a bag of cookies, for example.
All right. Okay. That's a good
right.
question.
You can't
just come so
in
you're
and
not
buy
like
one.
A retail.
No.
Right. But when you come in, whether you're picking up your meals or assembling your own meals, you're going to come in, and most people now, they look for that. They see, oh, what's new? Because it changes a lot. And they'll say, oh, my gosh, I love the Heath Bar cookies. I love the Western omelets. And I love the, you know, oven-roasted broccoli. And they'll grab some things.
Impulse.
You know, put them on there.
And they can use their dinner dollars.
Yep.
A lot of our guests will use their dinner dollars. So they're not paying any extra out of pocket because they've been using their dinner dollars, which is nice.
Right. And because not all of our meals come with a side. Some of our meals do come with either a pasta or a rice or a broccoli or green beans. But if it doesn't, or you want another something extra, maybe it comes with rice, but you'd like to have a vegetable. So we
right.
always have different options. Right now we've
Forgot
got
about your meal.
A ton of different, you know, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts,
mm-hmm.
green beans, all kinds of stuff. That you can add on.
And what if I don't like broccoli? Is there something else I can
yep,
have?
Yep, and we sub it. You sub it out for something else. So if your meal comes with almond green beans, but you'd rather have the bacon broccoli with cranberries, you can do that. You just let us know, and you can switch out. Same thing
so,
with,
yes.
For example, if you want to order the burgers, but you prefer ground turkey over beef, you can ask us, and as long as we have it that month mm-hmm. on the menu,
right.
you can sub out those things. You know, brown rice for white rice. There's a lot of different substitutions that can be made.
And I also want to say, we were talking about customer service. So when you're dealing with these mail order meal kits, you're not getting Jackie or Jody or, you know, I need to sub this out. It's very difficult. And again, before I came to Dream Dinners, I found it very frustrating. I couldn't get someone on the phone, or I kept dialing 0000 to get someone to speak to because
right.
maybe my vegetables were wilted. It wasn't the quality I had expected. We're here. we are in town. We are here. We are physically here. So if there's something you need, a question you have about how to cook something or...
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what separates us, too, from
absolutely.
Some of those things, because we have the store. We're physically there. But not only that, we know our customers. I mean, if somebody's having a surgery, we send them a card. Like, we know you get to see the same people all the time. You get to know them.
So very, very strong on repeat business, then.
It's the small things. I mean, in life, that's what you say. It's the small things. It's the little details.
Mm-hmm.
We had a guest last month that had surgery. She was floored. She came in crying that...
We sent her a card.
We sent her a card.
That we thought about, you know, thought about her and did that. And a lot of places don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't handwrite anything.
Everything's handwritten.
Yeah, as much, you know, businesses try to keep data on their customers and profile them and whatever, you know, how to market to them. But then that little random act of kindness
mm-hmm.
there... You know, that somebody took the time to do that. I think that's what really means something. It wasn't generated out of a email or something like that.
No.
You know?
Like I said, we have relationships with our customers.
Well, that's survival. I mean, in like an owner-operated restaurant, same thing. You're seeing that person.
Yep.
You're seeing the same face all the time. So you're just, you know, it's still... So your competitors then, who's your big competitors? Or is everybody a competitor?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when these things like Blue Apron and HelloFresh and these things came about, and there's so many of them now, I think it was kind of like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And now it's almost like, oh my gosh, they've helped us.
I don't feel like we have competitors.
No, because we've had so many, you know, Dream Dinners, like you said, I mean, we're kind of tucked away in this shopping center and we don't do a whole lot of... you know, marketing as those other places do. I get things in the mail all the time from HelloFresh. You see commercials with celebrities and all these things. Our marketing is... like our word of mouth, our mm-hmm. customers, they bring their friends in. And so we've had people come in and say they've tried these other things and it was not easy. And so they looked for something else and they found us. So it's almost helped us in a way because it's prompted people to look for something easier.
Yeah. So what about, like going to the regular grocery store, mm-hmm. of course that's time. And people still have to go to the grocery mm-hmm. store for certain things. You don't have the
sure.
the milk and the butter and
right.
the eggs and things
right.
like
produce.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fact that now, I don't know, you don't deliver.
We don't. That's the one thing we don't do.
Do you see that on the horizon?
I don't know. I wouldn't say
you've already
it's,
got made for you.
I know. I wouldn't say it's out of the question because I feel like things change and mm-hmm. you have to evolve with what's going on.
Everybody,
it's just like
restaurants
the made for you.
Third party delivery
yeah.
people.
Nice, yeah, all these things. So I don't
really, yeah. you know, it's more money. I mean, people are getting fast food delivered. Seriously?
The surcharge that those companies put on it, it's a fortune.
Well, they charge the restaurants. Yeah.
It's all about convenience, and that's where we're going. And I think, I don't think anything's impossible because, or out of the question because you never know.
Right.
I think you have to keep changing to what people want.
It's about convenience. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right.
But they have a bigger say in what's going on than, say, if you were picking something out of the case at the mm-hmm. grocery store and the meal kit, you're kind of limited to what they're putting in it, right? The meal kit, I've never ordered a meal kit. Do they?
I've never tried it, but I know plenty of people who have. And yeah, I mean, you order which dinner you want, and again, it comes with a lot of the things you have to do yourself.
Yeah.
But like you said, in the grocery store, I know some grocery stores have like prepared, you know, ready to cook meals. But again, you're right. What's in there is what's in there.
Yeah. So I had done the meal kits, and I remember there was no option for white or dark meat chicken, and I got dark meat, and my kids won't eat dark meat. So there was no, like with us, where you could sub it out. Like, what if you don't want the, you know, ground meat? What if you're red meat free? Then you can do turkey meat. And that's something that I think really goes a long way.
The customization.
The customization. You have those options, whereas these meal kits you don't. And, like I said, to get someone on the phone is very difficult. To get a refund or whatever, like, that's just...
Yeah, and I think it also, I mean, so you've got very good quality, mm-hmm. restaurant quality, but I think back to that original purpose of getting people together, like the fact that kids come and help.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Or that people do it as a couple, or girls' night out, guys' night out.
So
it's become the social thing also.
Yeah, so and the kids are so cute.
And we have guests
too.
That come together, like, the, you know, every month the same guests will come. And the kid, you could talk about the kid sessions.
Oh,
it's
they're
amazing.
So cute. I mean, they really, they love getting involved and they love helping and they yeah. love, I have one little girl who comes in and she's just so cute and she'll take a paper plate and she'll go around to the stations and she'll put all different little spices on there and she'll try things. And
that's
it's amazing
awesome.
Because she's learning to like other things, you know, not to be picky.
Not just chicken nuggets.
Yeah, not just mac and cheese.
You need to encourage curiosity.
Yeah.
More. I think in kids in general, if you don't have curiosity, like how, I mean, you might mess something up, but, you know, I think we protect, you know, this whole generation, we've protected too much, and then mm-hmm. when something doesn't quite go their way, it's, oh, boy, you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the fact, yeah, what is this? What you know, my kids were in a kitchen from early on, so
yeah.
they got to see all the...
It's great. They want to try more things when they're involved in the process than just putting something in front of them, telling them they have to eat it. They're more interested in
right.
well,
getting
and that,
involved.
Well, that, you know, and something like that, and I've been guilty of that because I can. If somebody wants something different, oh, yeah, I'll make it for you. You know, you're almost like running a restaurant.
Right.
Now. People say, oh, my one kid doesn't like this one. And we used to get, all right, here it is.
This is it.
If you don't want it, there's peanut butter and jelly over there.
Are
right?
you going hungry? Breakfast. Yeah. Wait for yeah. breakfast. But it's nice.
But, yeah, that customizing, I think that's what drives people nuts. That's when they start ordering out. They say, I can't make five different things.
Right.
Yes. You know. And it's nice because we have certain, you know, we talked about before with the allergies and things like that. And it's harder to cook separate meals for people. And mm-hmm. so I don't always give my kids something else. But if it's something that they really aren't going to eat, yeah. I'll get the medium size.
Right.
Yeah.
Me and my husband will have that dinner. And then they'll have the crunchy oven fried chicken tenders that we have on that month. Or something. There's always something else that they like. But I know we have people who come in and say, well, I... you know, have celiac, so I can't have gluten, but my family doesn't have that. So she'll
you don't
get all
want to
the meals from her
whole,
family.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, but yet, you're not feeling like you're cooking two different meals because these are so easy. You don't mind making something else.
Well, I mean, and a lot of people don't know how to do that either.
Right.
I mean, one of my sons had wheat sensitivity, not celiacs, but we had to avoid it. And so you know you're making polenta instead of pancakes and all this stuff, but mm-hmm. you learn how to adapt. But a lot of people don't have that ability.
Right.
You know, they're not chefs, and they haven't been trained in nutrition, so you guys have the answer.
We do.
Bad cold here. So
it's all good.
What else should we know about Dream Dinners?
Well, like I was saying before, we do private parties. So,
oh yeah, private. Now, how does that work?
So typically, I'll do private open houses. So if someone says to me, like a guest has a friend that is interested in trying Dream Dinners.
Okay.
So like I said before, so for three meals, three medium sized meals, they would pay $34.99.
Okay.
And they can have up to nine other friends come. They just have to call us at the store and schedule the time, and we have a private party. We shut the store down. We'll usually do it at night, but we're very flexible with timing.
And because everything's planned anyway, it's not like you don't worry about walk-ins or about...
No, because our session
everything
calendar...
So you really need somebody coordinating all the activity there.
Right.
Yes.
So we don't have sessions every day of the week or every night. So we have, you know, maybe this week we'll have a Wednesday morning and a Thursday night and a Friday morning, and then Jody can schedule the private events around our regular sessions, and fundraisers.
That's another thing. So we do fundraisers. So what I love about Dream Dinners is our fundraising, giving back to the community. So that $34.99,
okay.
the guests would still get those three medium-sized meals for $34.99.
Right.
Dream Dinners will give $10 of that $34.99 to the organization that they're fundraising for.
So we do a lot with like local schools, mm-hmm. teachers.
Wow.
We have one this week.
Churches.
Teachers. We did, you know, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, like all different organizations. Some of our customers asking for a fundraiser and some are not, but it's really a great way for people to give us a try, but and also giving back at the same time.
So, and again, you know, you are giving something, but, you know, you're hoping to...
Well, it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it's interesting. So, and two previous guests that I've had recently, one, Janet Madalena, they do catering and... cheesecakes.
Their cheesecakes. Yeah.
They do a lot of fundraisers. And then I had Nicole Smith, happy to help. She has a show at the Chamber here. And she did a cookbook for fundraiser, for literacy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys, fundraisers seem to be I know if you're a good guy in the community, it does come back to you.
Yeah, and you know, you see things. I mean, we have kids in school systems, and you see things like right now my daughter's selling wreaths for the holidays, or you see the Girl Scouts
putting the kids on the road to sell stuff.
You know, but so with the Dream Dinners fundraiser, you're getting, you know, meals for your family. I feel like it's a little...
Right. Well, that's why I say it's win-win, because you're getting to try Dream Dinners, but we're also giving back to your fundraiser, your organization.
So and everybody has to, right? Everyone says everyone has to eat dinner.
Right.
Everybody
eats dinner,
right? So whether you're giving, so if you're going to give back to your organization or your school or something, you have to eat dinner anyway.
Yeah, so I'm envisioning, so I saw the video, so it's like, it's a kitchen, right?
We don't have a full kitchen. So basically when you come in, it reminds me of...
like little salad bars.
It reminds me of, yeah, we have six what we call stations. They each kind of look like a salad bar, and there might be 2 to 3 dinners on each one.
So how many people can do assembly at one time?
10 people we allow in a session at a time. Because just because you don't want people to have to wait, if the mini chicken pot pies are our most popular dinner this month, you don't want everyone waiting for that one. You want to move everybody. You don't want them to spend more than they need to there, because again...
So how do you...
Oh my gosh, so our mini chicken pot pies
are one of our most popular things.
So they're mini chicken pot pies. Yeah. So what it is the mixture of like the carrots, the celery, the diced chicken, this creamy sauce, and then you get a mini puff pastry sheets. So at home, you put the mix in the puff pastry, and then you put it in a muffin tin.
Okay.
They're delicious. They're a kid favorite.
And how long does that take, would you say?
So the chicken is cooked.
That one is pre-cooked. It's like a diced chicken.
Yeah.
Yep. With the
and then you have a sauce, and you can put the vegetables that you want in there.
Yep. You put it all in, and you put it in this delicious little puff pastry, and you put it in a muffin pan. And they're like, the kids love it because they like anything mini, right?
Sure.
They like anything individual. Really good.
And then the freezing now, the stuff is not frozen there. Well, some products are already frozen.
Depends. So, like, for that one, like, we chop our celery and stuff, so that will be in the station. You'll scoop that out. You'll put it into your bags. The puff pastry's frozen. The chicken's frozen. Put it all together. Most of our meals are in one big gallon Ziploc bag.
Okay.
All your parts with a cooking label on it that tells you exactly what to do at home. And then you put all that in the
freezer. So people are still doing cooking, obviously.
They're just assembling. They're cooking it at home.
Still cooking at home.
Right.
It's a home-cooked meal.
Right. Dream Dinner says it's homemade, made easy. It's as if you went to the recipe, you know, you found a recipe. Everyone's on Pinterest now, so it's like you find these recipes on Pinterest. You go out, you buy all the stuff, and then you cook it at home. It's like you did that, but we've done all the hard part.
And because I don't cook, I'm always like, I hope this is going to taste good.
Yeah.
I hope I did it right. But this is tried and true, so you know that it's going to taste amazing.
Yeah, sometimes that's true with recipes. You're like, did I make it right?
Exactly.
You still eat your mistakes, right? We've got a break for a couple of messages. We'll be back with Jody and Jackie from Dream Dinners.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back here at Chef Bill's Table with Jackie and Jody from Dream Dinners in Flemington. During the break, a question came up. With all those different people coming through, how do you manage the sanitation? I think people would wonder about that, right?
Yeah, that's one thing that's very important to us. and it's funny because I always tell people when they start working at Dream Dinners, it's kind of like you're doing what you do at home, but you're getting paid for it because, yeah. You know, you clean your house and you see things that are, you know, we're very clean. Our health inspector loves us. We always get our stars, and he says we're one of the cleanest places that he sees. But when you come in, as far as customers, I mean, we keep the place extremely
immaculate.
Clean. But customers have to wash their hands before they start,
sure.
And also
yeah.
In between every dinner,
mm-hmm.
Not only for, you know, germs and things, but cross-contamination.
Mm-hmm.
We also, you know, make sure that if their hair is long, they have to pull it back in a, you know, ponytail.
Because you're following, yeah, all the things a restaurant yep. kitchen has
yep.
to follow.
Yep,
gloves.
Exactly. You know, so there's different things like that.
People don't do that at home. A lot of illnesses happen just from... Yep. People not knowing how to handle stuff, chilling it down properly, cross-contamination.
And even things you don't see, even the way we prep in the back is
yeah.
we follow, you know, health, OSHA.
Well, and temperature control has to,
right.
You know,
a
make sure
of
that...
A couple of us, including myself, have taken ServSafe classes.
Right. I was going to
yep.
ask if somebody had to
yep.
be certified.
Yes, I am ServSafe.
Board,
yep,
yeah.
A few of us are that. And, yeah, I mean, just, you know... people have questions about allergies and contamination. And for example, if your child has a peanut allergy, I mean, we do tell people it's, you know, they're in the building. There could be a, you know, penne with chicken and peanut sauce, which is one of my favorite meals.
Oh, yeah, the wind blowing around.
You know,
yeah.
they're in there. However, yeah. we never put the nuts
with
the meal. Like, it's always separate. And
mm-hmm.
we portion that ourselves in the back, and we sanitize and all that kind of stuff. We don't put it at the station where people can scoop peanuts or anything.
Yeah, something.
They're done in the
something.
Back.
Yeah, so, yeah, with that many people who are not trained in your facility, mm-hmm. you really have to take extra care because
yep.
not everybody realizes.
Correct.
You know, washing hands in between. And
yeah, so we always make sure during every session that we make sure we're, you know, walking around.
People get kind of a little tour before, I mean, not
yes.
tour, but like a...
Like orientation.
Yeah.
Orientation.
When they come in the
yes.
first time, we show them around. One of the first things we tell them
these
is, you know, we
rules,
have aprons you
right?
can wear so you don't mess up your clothes. We have sinks, two sinks on the wall. Wash your hands before you start and in between every dinner.
No using cell phones at the station.
Yeah, cell phones are terribly dirty.
Yeah.
So
say, yeah, that and keyboards,
so
right?
So if you use yep. your phone, you go back and wash your hands again.
Do you
yeah.
find that
food,
are
no
people
drinks.
Are people distracted like they are everywhere else?
No.
You know what? Not. And only once in a while, like if people are taking pictures, if it's their first time.
Oh,
you
I can
they
see
take
pictures. Yeah.
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 And we love pictures. We love putting pictures on our Facebook page, our social media. We're on Instagram, and we love
oh, yeah.
doing that.
Like us on Facebook.
And Instagram. We're on
Instagram.
And that's great. But other than that, people really don't... keep on the phones too much. I think they're kind of just...
Yeah. It's a nice... It's disconnected.
That's a compliment then. That you're engaging them enough where they can
people
put the device down.
People that has to disconnect. It's wonderful, actually.
And there's some people who, you know, we talk so much about Made For You and how much people love the convenience and all that, but there are still customers who also love... They feel like the one woman, she always says she feels like she's pampered for that hour because we clean up after you. We do all these things, you know. We take
oh, yeah,
your cooler out to your
we
car.
We do everything.
You know,
it's
we don't like
clean up
carry things to your car and all. We do everything
yep.
we can for you during that hour. So it's really like
and
a
we
nice
pack up your food for you and we have, like, it's just a nice place to be. We have a little place for your personal items. Everyone gets their own little drawer. Everyone gets their own shelf. So every time you finish assembling a meal, you have your own little shelf. You get a peppermint patty at the end.
We have coffee, tea, water. We try to make it, you know.
Homey.
Yeah.
It's well thought out.
It is, and it's very comfortable. It's a nice place, and you get to be with us.
Well, who could ask for anything more? Right? But hands-on, owner-operated, I mean, that's most of the Dream Dinners the same way, owner-operated?
Well, actually, our owner is in Lancaster.
Pennsylvania.
Okay. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Well, so she owns the two stores.
Yep, she owns one out there as well.
Yeah, so Jackie's the manager of our store here in Flemington, and I run the parties and follow up with people and give them great customer service.
Yeah, so
we have great staff.
Yeah,
but I don't see there's only one in New Jersey. Right?
Yes, we've always been the only one in New Jersey. Yep, so Pennsylvania has a couple. Like we said, our owner owns the one in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is about 2 hours from here. It's funny because we have people who come from all over. I mean, we have customers who come from Long Island, Staten Island, all these places where if they're only coming once a month, they stock up and it's worth it. So
really?
When people say, oh, I'm in, you know, whatever town, it's kind of far, it's like, but it's only once a month. So we do have people that come quite a distance because we're the only one.
And usually
around.
They'll come on a Saturday, so they'll kind of put that
into
their...
Well, and you said, and the time in the store itself is only about an hour or so.
Right. Yep.
So it's not a huge, like you're killing a whole day.
No.
Okay. Right.
Well, let's see. What else was I thinking of? You do parties. Oh, having kids' parties. Now, do kids actually assemble meals there, or is it more just...
Well, there has to be a parent with them.
Okay.
So it's not something where you can just, you know, have 10 kids and drop them off. It's not, we don't do that.
Yeah, not like a birthday party.
Not like a birthday
party. You're
not
a babysitter.
Not a babysitter. So you do have to be there with a parent. So what is it, one parent, two children, up to two children? Mm-hmm. So they can come the first Saturday of every month and help their parent, guardian, aunt, uncle, whoever is coming to that session, assemble their meals.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not like a, like... kids going in and assembling meals by themselves. So.
No, it's you know, at any session throughout the whole month, if they're 12 and older, they can always come help. It's that one Saturday a month that we do a real kids session for younger, where they could be 8 and up. And usually it's our regular customers who have been coming for a while, but they just sometimes want to bring their kids and get them more involved.
So it's not like birthday parties and things like that. Okay.
Not yet.
You said not yet.
Who knows? Well,
cake decorating.
Maybe one day.
Something where they're not playing with fire. And so no cooking is done really there by the participants.
Guests, right. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention something else I forgot, too.
Does your staff cook anything there?
Well, we cook the appetizers for the guests. So we have like a modified kitchen in the back. So we'll cook the appetizer typically from the next month.
Okay.
So they can sample the next month. And when we do parties, we sample something from the present month and the next month so they could try it. So we do cook that there. But as far as really cooking any of the meals ahead of time, preparing...
It's not like pre-cooked food now, so it's...
Some of it's par, but not... No.
Yeah.
No
right.
cooking.
That's good, too. It's not just like a frozen entree.
Right.
Correct.
Better than that.
And something we're doing this year, which we're going to try to do too, is if any businesses are looking for a team building event, we're going to start doing, looking for like a holiday staff, like something where a company may want to bring their staff in. You know, you're always looking for different things to do for the holidays or team building or staff appreciation.
Yeah, I know. Colleague of mine was doing it as a restaurant, Iron Chef type thing, for team building for corporations.
Yeah.
So for December and January, we're trying to... you know, get the word out that we're doing team building parties for companies, small companies in the area. So come on down.
Boy, as a marketer, there's no end to what you can do, right?
Yeah.
That's your job, is to keep the flow coming there?
Yep. Keep them coming.
So, well, it's been great.
Thank you.
Continued success. It's a hidden gem here in Flemington, Dream Dinners. I knew it was there, but I didn't realize the... extent of this operation, so
Thank you.
Impressive.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jackie.
It was
Thanks,
fun.
Jody.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Chef Bill signing off.
I'm gonna sell my house in town. And I'll be there, shining out in Japan.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Syrian and Russian troops now heading together to the border to help the Kurds repel the advancing Turkish forces, as Kurdish troops have turned to the Syrian government and Russia, while U.S. forces are moving out of that region.
It's quickly deteriorating inside of Syria. I blame Turkey. There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
We're going to send a signal to Turkey in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
President Trump's former White House advisor on Russia is scheduled to testify in the House impeachment inquiry today. Fiona Hill resigned just a few days before Trump's now infamous July 25th phone call with the new president of Ukraine. She's expected to answer questions behind closed doors. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A woman in Texas fatally shot by a police officer in her own home after a neighbor over the weekend reported seeing a door open at her home and finding that suspicious. A responding officer's body cam footage shows the officer peering in a window using a flashlight and then seeing someone inside, telling her to put her hands up. He then fires once, killing her. She's identified as 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson. A lawyer for her family says this never should have happened.
The use of deadly force is just unthinkable in this situation, where they found someone, and by their own words, they saw someone standing at a window. And for them, that was enough to use deadly force. It's absurd.
Three U.S. economists win this year's Nobel Prize for Economics. Esther Duflo and her husband Ajit Banji, both of MIT, and Michael Kramer is at Harvard. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Elton John's about to release a new memoir. It's due out tomorrow, and he sat down for an interview with NBC News to talk about the motivation behind Me.
I must do books so my kids, when they get older, they're only 6 and 8 at the moment, they'll have an idea of what I was like, and it's the truth. They may not like it, but it's there.
One of the topics he touches on in the memoir, his claim that Michael Jackson was mentally ill. The singer says Jackson came off as genuinely mentally ill, and he recalls inviting the King of Pop to a party only to find him playing with his housekeeper's son. John says Jackson couldn't seem to cope with adult company. Again, Elton John's memoir, Me, comes out on Tuesday. USA's Wendy King takes a look at the top five movies at the box office over the weekend.
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face.
The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Robert De Niro takes the number one spot once again, grossing $55 million. The remake of The Addams Family is at number two with $30 million. The new Will Smith movie, Gemini Man, is at number three with $20 million. The cute animated feature, Abominable, is at number four with $6 million. And dropping down to number five, the movie adaptation of the TV show Downton Abbey,